of this holiday season.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about lots of things, including the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. I'm going to be out there recording interviews here for the broadcast, and in this first segment and in this first hour, we'll talk to you a little bit about some of the vehicles that are going to be unveiled. I just recently returned from the SEMA show, the big aftermarket show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we were scheduled to play a bunch of interviews from that here today, but we've had a little technical glitch on the computer side of the fence here at my humble Boston studio, so we will not be able to bring you the SEMA coverage this week, but we promise you another week we will hit you up big time with that. Telephone-wise, here's the way to get a hold of us anytime throughout the broadcast. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot me an email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. That's boblongradio@yahoo.com. Or my other one is bob@boblongradio.com. Well, as I mentioned, coming up this week, the press days of the LA Auto Show are upon us. They will be happening on the Wednesday and Thursday of this upcoming week, and then the show will open to the public a little later on in the week. I believe the official first public day is Saturday, but there are a number of private events that go on, kind of sneak previews, I believe Thursday night as well as Friday. Let me tell you about some of the important vehicles that are going to be making either their North American debut or their world debut at the upcoming event in Los Angeles. Well, number one, Porsche is going to be unveiling to North America their newest incarnation of their oldest vehicle, the Porsche 911, which is one of the longest running vehicles in all of the world, is going to be introduced in its latest incarnation. It reportedly has grown in size slightly, lengthwise, wheelbase-wise. It incorporates some new technologies, including a 7-speed manual transmission, as well as an update to the PDK gearbox. Styling-wise, as you would expect, evolutionary. The 911 continues to look much as it did decades ago when it first was introduced some 40-plus years ago. Other vehicles being introduced in L.A. include the 2012 BMW 3 Series. This is an all-new variant of BMW's bestseller here in North America. And typical of BMW, they're going to bring the vehicle out in dribs and drabs. They're going to begin with the sedans. They'll unveil in Los Angeles the two sedan variants of the 3 Series, and then at further auto shows, they'll unveil the coupe variants, and then they'll unveil the convertible variants, and then finally, they will unveil the M version of the 3 Series. This is the sixth generation of the 3 Series model, and they're calling it greener, leaner, and more efficient and dynamic than before. Certainly in the engine department, there's some news to talk about. Traditionally, this has always been a six-cylinder vehicle, at least here in the United States of America. Oh, that's interesting. Where's that coming from? Let's get rid of that. For the first time, they are going to be offering the BMW 3 Series with a four-cylinder standard engine here in North America. It will be a turbocharged four-cylinder. So that's big news. And, of course, we can expect improvements across the board in the drivetrain as well as more features and styling, I would have to say also evolutionary, like the Porsche. No groundbreaking new design here in the 3 Series from BMW in its 6th generation. Audi's got a couple of hot vehicles they're going to be introducing in the City of Angels S variants of two different models. And when Audi puts the S badge on their car, that means it's the ultimate performance variant of that particular vehicle. So in Los Angeles, we'll see the unveiling of the beautiful S7, which is the five-door hatchback, recently introduced model from the Audi brand, as well as the top-of-the-line model for Audi, the A8, which will be shown in S8, guys. We can expect maximum power and maximum performance from both of these vehicles, and a maximum price tag as well. Ford is going to be making lots of news at the LA Auto Show. They've got a number of important unveils, including a all-new Ford Escape vehicle, as well as a refreshing Ford Flex. Let's begin by telling you about the Ford Flex. The Ford Flex is a big seller in the state of California. It still hasn't really taken off across America, but the fact that it does so well in California keeps it in production, and a lot of people look to California as kind of being a trend-setting state, so they are expecting eventually the rest of the country will embrace the Flex like the folks in California have. Styling-wise, a number of slight touches upgrade the look of the Flex from being a little less square than in past incarnations. Interior-wise, it gets a whole slew of upgrades, including Ford's MyTouch system, which is an upgraded variant of their sync system. I only experienced the MyTouch system once, to be honest with you, and it was at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit last January. The good folks at Ford lent me a front-wheel drive variant of their Lincoln MKS, and I found the MyTouch system to be quite complicated to learn, at least right off the bat. I'm sure once you drive the car for a while and once you read the owner's manual, it's probably extraordinarily simple to use, but it has umpteen different voice commands. It can do everything but make your lunch. It is quite an electronics masterpiece, so to speak, and this is going to be the second Ford vehicle to have the MyTouch in it. The current new Ford Explorer has the MyTouch system available as well. Safety is an area in which the Ford Flex is going to be improved for the 2013 model year. They're putting inflatable rear, I was going to say airbags, but they're seat belts. Imagine that, inflatable rear seat belts in the Ford Flex. This is another step from the Ford Explorer, which has them in its model lineup. So now these safety items, which are very innovative to say the least, with an airbag being built into the seat belt, are going to be part of the Ford Flex lineup for 2013. The Flex also gets adaptive cruise control, which is a safety feature. It also gets some other safety enhancements, including a very advanced traction control system that we'll tell you a little bit later about here in the broadcast. Pricing-wise, you can expect about the same thing from the Flex, and of course the Flex has got two very good power plants, a V6 at 3.5 liters, normally aspirated, and it gains 20 horsepower, and it also gains an additional 1 mile per gallon. So kind of having your cake and eating it too. The Ford Flex for 2013 is going to give you more ponies and more miles per gallon at the pump, so that's a win-win for everybody. If you step up to the upgraded engine, it comes with two turbochargers. It's called the EcoBoost 3.5 power plant, V6, with V8 power, 350 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque, and pricing will be announced, as I mentioned, down the road. Straight ahead, more about the LA Auto Show and more of Auto World coming your way.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. seems I always end up driving by.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Hagerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Matt Johnson, my fine producer at the GCN Radio Network, has informed me we have a new telephone number, and we are very excited about it because it is the first time that I'm going to be able to use this new prefix. As the world gets more complicated as we speak here, it's a new toll-free line. It's 855. That's right. It's not 800. It's not 888. It's not 866. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And in honor of that, we'll throw a trivia question out there just for the heck of it. Why don't we do that right now? What does Audi call their all-wheel drive system? Since I was just talking about Audi and the unveils they're going to be having at the L.A. Auto Show with their S variants, those are the real cool ones. Those are the real expensive ones, and that's what they're going to be unveiling at the L.A. Auto Show, the S variant of the S7, the A7, as well as the A8, which is one of my favorite luxury sedans in all of the world, to be honest with you. Money no object, that is a fine luxury sedan. It's got the aluminum architecture, and it really is cool. Speaking of cool, the folks at Jaguar, another one of my favorite brands, price no object. Right now they got a really, really hot version of the XK out there. It's called the XKRS. I love the XK. It is one of my favorite vehicles. I hope someday I'm able to purchase a pre-owned version of the XK because I have a soft spot in my heart for this vehicle. It's a vehicle I used on my honeymoon for a little road trip, and to me it's kind of a junior Aston Martin at a better price. But right now they have this coupe, which is a very dynamic and very, very hot, to say the least, the XKRS. And in Los Angeles, they're going to have a special event, the folks at Jag, in which they're going to introduce a convertible version, of this XKRS, and they're going to actually do it on Facebook as well. So if you're into the Facebook thing, you can look up Jag, and you can actually see the event as it happens in the City of Angels. Calling in already on the new 800 number, which is 855, not 800. Once again, we'll remind you of the new number as we look at it one more time because I am slightly brain dead. 855-660-4261. We have Jake joining us in TJ, how do you like that? Brain dead across the board. TJ, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. TJ, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
Real well. New number's kind of hard to get a hold of, isn't it?
It really is. I didn't realize that the telephone folks had expanded toll-free to that new prefix, the 855. That's a funky one. Have you heard of that one before?
I actually saw it this morning. I was watching one of the political talk show programs, and I saw it on there, and I didn't know what it was. I honestly didn't. I assumed it was toll-free, and sure enough, it was.
Yeah, we're on the cutting edge there, if you just saw it this morning. So that's great. So how's the weather treating you in the great state of Iowa? How are things?
Well, we've had a great weekend. We were supposed to get some rain today, and the sun shone for 2 days. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, even in the mid-50s. A little breezy, but we'll take the sunshine in the mid-50s.
Excellent. I was giving you guys a little preview of some of the vehicles that are going to be unveiled at the Los Angeles Auto Show, talking about some pricey but beautiful Audis. And through the trivia question out there, it is a rather easy one in my opinion. But then again, that's all in depends on your perspective, so to speak. What's the all-wheel drive system known?
Well, I've never owned one. And I've only gotten to ride in one once. Is it the Quattro?
That's right. The Audi Quattro system is the all-wheel drive system. Which Audi did you get a chance to ride in?
Oh, boy. I was in high school, which was many years ago, so I couldn't honestly tell you what it was.
Well,
friend's mother's car, to be honest with you, so we'll leave the story there, but yeah.
that's okay. We'll leave the story there. I like that. Very good. But yeah, the Quattro system is definitely one of the best all-wheel drive systems out there. I did own an Audi TT with my wife for a few years before we had our baby daughter. So I had some personal experience with it, and I've driven a lot of press cars with the Quattro system, and it is a fine one indeed. All-wheel drive seems to be becoming more and more commonplace across North America. Lots of automakers are now offering it, you know, across the board, and it does make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. No, no issues with having to change it from 2 to 4 or anything, and the mileage, they've got it where the mileage stays good when you're in all-wheel drive.
How about your favorite new car of the moment? If you had the money, if you won the lottery or came into some money and you wanted to buy yourself a new vehicle, what would you buy? And also,
well, it's odd. I've seen a bunch of the A6s, A4s, A8s in the last 6 months, and they really caught my eye.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't driven the new A6. That's supposed to be a great new vehicle. I was going to be making a trip to Detroit, and they were going to put me in one, but it got canceled last minute. But they're great vehicles, definitely, and Audi is kind of the benchmark for interior design, as well as lots of automakers have kind of copied them over the years. How about classic cars? Do you have a favorite older vehicle you'd like to?
Had a 66 Mustang back in the day, so, you know, that's always got a near and dear spot in my heart.
Absolutely. There's nothing like the early Mustangs. People adore them. Well, terrific. Thank you so much, TJ. Hold on
Matt,
and we're going to send you a token of our appreciation here, a little prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. The telephone number, once again, we'll give it out. I have to look at it because I am that brain dead here today, but we'll get it through my somewhat thick skull, 855-660-4261, and we're going to get lots more calls. That's what Matt was telling me off air with his brand new number, so we're looking forward to chatting with you about that. Let's throw out another trivia question and just kind of keep the ball rolling here. I love talking to you folks all across North America, so don't be a stranger. Anywhere you can dial us up on that number, you can send me an email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. The question is, which Japanese auto manufacturer was the first to build some cars in the good old U.S. of A.? Which car company? You know all the Japanese car companies. I won't give you hints for the moment here. Which one was the first to actually build a factory and start building cars in the U.S.? Today, I would say just about all of them build cars in the U.S. I know Mazda is probably going to stop building cars in the U.S. because they had an alliance with Ford, which is now going away. But we'll find out if you know the answer on the other side as Auto World continues.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back, and we thank you very much for joining us here live all across North America. Of course, during the week, you can check us out as well at GCNlive.com, the archives there, or AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, one of my side projects. You can check that out, and we got free apps on both sites, both the GCN site as well as Automotive Radio Network, so you can go to town, so to speak. We got a question out there of the trivia kind, and the question is about the first Japanese automaker to set up shop and actually start building cars here in the USA. Let's go to Mike, who also joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. I like your show.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Isuzu is a very interesting guest. There's a brand that you don't hear so much of these days, but very good guess, but unfortunately, Mike, not the correct one. How about your favorite new vehicle? What would that be?
I don't know. I like my old Honda Insight, actually.
Oh, you got an Insight. Very good. And how has it been treating you?
I love it. It's my favorite motorcycle of the world. It's comfortable. It's aerodynamic. It's weather protected, and it rides rough, but I love it. It does the job that I always wanted a motorcycle to do.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. And don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
I had a question.
Sure.
Could you comment and tell us when the Volkswagen 1 liter is going to be coming out? Because that's one of my favorite cars of the future. Is I'd love to have one. 200 miles per gallon. You know, that'd be neat.
It would be neat, and I wish I could tell you when Volkswagen is going to introduce that vehicle, but Volkswagen has big plans to expand here in the U.S. Matter of fact, they really want to become a major player like they were years ago. So, you know, I would guess it's years away, unfortunately, probably 4 or 5 years away. But it's out there, and definitely a very cool offering. We shall see what happens. Volkswagen's got some very interesting plans for the U.S. Maybe before, you know, they may be pressured to bring it in before. But we shall see. Don't be a stranger. Please call us another time. Let's go to Dane, who is next here on Auto World. Dane, thank you for calling in. How are you today?
Good.
Want to take a stab here? The first Japanese automaker to build a vehicle here in the United States of America. This is going back into the 1980s. They were the first one to put up a plant, which the Japanese car companies was the first.
Honda.
How do you like that? You got it 100% correct. For extra credit, do you know what car they were building?
Civic?
Ah, the Civic. A little bit off on that one, but you got the main question right. It was actually the Accord, so congratulations. How about your favorite new vehicle? What gets your heart a-pumping?
Oh, nothing. They all scare me.
How about older vehicles, classic cars? We all love them. Do you have a favorite? Doesn't look like he's got a favorite. All right, Dane, hold on for Matt. We may be having some funky cell phone problems there. But don't worry, we've got the new state-of-the-art toll-free line here, which is 855-660-4261. See, I'm getting it already slightly ingrained into my overtaxed mind. 855-660-4261. And that is the answer to the trivia question. The first Japanese auto manufacturer to set up a plant was Honda, and they were building the Accord. All right, let's throw out another funky question for you here. The E-Type Jag, one of the most beautiful cars, many people would say, ever designed. Enzo Ferrari, actually, the man behind the brand Ferrari, the father of the Ferrari, so to speak. He called it the most beautiful car ever, which is surprising to me, knowing what I know about Enzo and, you know, his thoughts about various things. He was a very outspoken gentleman, so I'm surprised that he gave that honor to a British automobile. But nevertheless, he did. What year was the XKE? That's what it was called here in the U.S. Over in Europe, it was called the E-Type, and it was sold for quite a chunk of time. It went away after 1974 was the last year here in the U.S., replaced in 1975 by the XJS, which I remember as a kid getting the brochure for that vehicle. Talk about having a lot of nerve. I went into the Jag dealership as a young kid and took one of those brochures of the XJS, thundering elegance. I can see it in my mind's eye right now. And hopefully you can see in your mind's eye the answer to this question, which is the E-Type Jaguar, the XKE. What year was that? What year did it make its debut here in the U.S.? It was debuted at the New York International Auto Show. Let me tell you about some of the other things happening this coming week at the 2011 Los Angeles Auto Show. The media days are Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and Auto World will be there recording interviews with all the big wigs, the presidents and the engineers and the designers and the cool people. Maybe we'll get a chance to sit down with Adam Carolla. We usually do when we're in Los Angeles, but he's been very busy of late with his show called The Car Show on the Speed Network, as well as his other comedy stuff that he does so well. But it's always nice to see Adam, and hopefully he'll make time to come over and say hello to us and say hello to you across North America. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing all the great new cars. We've already told you about the Audi S7, the Audi S8 for 2012 and 2013, the sixth generation of the BMW 3 Series. I started to tell you about Ford. The Flex, refreshened is the word, but more fuel economy, more horsepower, more safety, and If you're driving a big SUV and you don't go off-road and you need to carry around a lot of people, seven people, if you really check out this Flex, I always liked it. You know, I've driven it a couple of times up here in New England. I've driven both the base engine as well as the EcoBoosted engine. The EcoBoost is the one to get if you have the extra money. My father-in-law, actually, from New Jersey, who had bought a minivan, he's big on the Toyota Sienna minivan, and, you know, it seems like he would rather have that than a, you know, a Rolls Royce or a Porsche or a Ferrari. He would take a Sienna minivan any day. But when he saw this Ford Flex once when he was visiting up here, he said, boy, you know, I wish I had waited for that. So it impressed my father-in-law. And it's been a mixed sales success for Ford, but I'm glad they're sticking with it. But also in the City of Angels, we'll see the 2013 Ford Escape. It had been rumored that the Escape was going to go away. So it's interesting that they're bringing it out, and it's a thoroughly modern vehicle design-wise, extremely well done, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it later in the broadcast. Cadillac is going to be taking the wraps off a new vehicle. This is called the XTS. This is a larger vehicle. Imagine a vehicle a little bit smaller than the DTS, the front-wheel drive vehicle, and larger than the CTS-V, the CTS rather, and the CTS-V, the rear-wheel drive vehicle. This vehicle will no doubt be rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive optional, and very typical Cadillac styling of late, angular. However, when I look at the roof line of this vehicle, it's getting a little more sexy. When we come back on the other side, it's the ultimate Camaro convertible to be unveiled in Los Angeles. Don't go away. I'm Bob Watt.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Today we're doing a preview of the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. This coming week we'll be out there recording during the media days, Wednesday and Thursday. On the future editions here of the broadcast, we're going to be playing interviews from the recently held SEMA show. That's what we were scheduled to do today, but I had some computer gremlins here on my end, so we're going to plan to do that another time. Before the break, I was telling you about the ultimate Camaro convertible. Well, it is true. At the Los Angeles show, Chevrolet is going to take the wraps off the 2013 Chevy Camaro ZL1 convertible. This is definitely going to be one hot ride, to say the least, because this is using the same power plant that you're basically getting in the CTS-V coupe and sedan from Cadillac, which is kind of a detuned variant of the ZR1 engine, which is in the very expensive $100,000 plus Corvette. However, the differences between the Cadillac CTS-V models and this ZL1 version, which will be had now both in coupe and convertible fashion, is the Camaro gets a little bit better breathing system. So this vehicle has 558 horsepower. It is the most powerful factory-built Chevrolet convertible ever. And when you compare that power output, and again, it is certainly just an amazing amount of torque as well, 556 pound-feet of torque. They detuned the convertible version slightly from the coupe version of the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 actually has 580 horsepower, but still, at 558 horsepower, it has more power than a Porsche's 911 Turbo S, which is a really expensive vehicle, $150,000 vehicle. The Mercedes-Benz SL63 AMG, which is also an extraordinarily expensive vehicle, and that vehicle is like $170,000 or $180,000, if you can imagine such a thing. Or the Aston Martin DBS Volante, which is the top-of-the-line Aston Martin and more than $300,000. So this vehicle is not going to be cheap. They are not even telling us what it's going to be priced at. Rumor has it that the coupe will be around $50,000. It's a lot for a Camaro, but You have to look at the performance of the vehicle and the rareness. I'm sure they're not going to build a whole lot of these. You can have it with a six-speed manual. You can have it with a six-speed automatic, and I applaud them for that. Like the coupe, the convertible will utilize the... This is very fancy language that I'm about to throw at you. Are you ready for it? Strap your seatbelt on, because here it comes. Adaptive... I'm going to mess it up, because I know I'm having one of these days. Adaptive magnetheological dampeners. How do you like that? Doesn't sound right. Didn't come out right. But anyway, it's fancy, schmancy shock absorbers, basically filled with this fluid attached to it, a computer, and it basically adjusts your suspension multiple times per second as you drive down the road. And it's such a good system. Actually, the Corvette offers this same system, all versions of the Corvette, that Ferrari buys the system from General Motors and puts it in their vehicles. But they're not going to want to tell you that when you're writing a $200,000 check for your Ferrari, that you actually have a General Motors suspension system in your Ferrari. But that is the truth. Taking the top off the ZL1 coupe means that the convertible inherits a number of components found on other Camaro convertibles, including a front strut tower brace, a transmission support reinforcement, and a V-shaped brace across the car's rear underbody section. Its closest competitor is the Ford Shelby GT500 Mustang. However, it outmuscles that, and of course you can get that in coupe and convertible as well, by 30 horsepower and 46 pound-feet of torque. However, we hear that Ford is readying an even more powerful GT500 for the 2012 or perhaps 2013 model year. Pricing, as I mentioned, has not been finalized on the 2013 ZL1 convertible, but they should be announced shortly, the numbers, and GM expects the car to hit showrooms by the end of the year. I think they're talking, well, I don't know what they're talking. That's weird. The end of this year? The end of what year? The end of 2012? We're going to have to call them on that, because I don't know. I know they're talking about bringing the coupe version in early next year, so I imagine with the convertible they're talking maybe around the same time. I don't know, or maybe later next year. It's definitely a little bit of a mystery here what they've written in the press release, but we'll track it down for you. Buick is going to show off something at the LA Auto Show. The Buick brand continues to surprise lots of people. Of course, it's the number one American brand vehicle in China. The Chinese love their Buicks, and this new Buick is called the LaCrosse GL, and it's a concept vehicle. It's an interesting design. Taking a look at the pictures here as I look on the computer at the Buick Media website. Still got that Buick grill, there's no question about it, but it's riding on some pretty serious wheels and tires. This, of course, is a concept vehicle. Quite often when a automaker shows a concept vehicle at a show to the media and to the public, you know, they'll dress it up with extra big wheels, and that's what they've done on this particular vehicle, no question about it. But they are definitely upping the ante, so to speak, with interior treatments on the Buick. Just taking a look at the interior on this car, extremely well done. Cocachino is what they're calling it, a leather interior, rich light caramel color that Buick design chief David Lyon likes to refer to as beige with ice blue stitching detail in the leather seats. So this vehicle also uses a lot of brushed and tinted chrome. It's a good-looking vehicle. There is no question about it. I'm curious as to how the Buicks are selling here. The more recently introduced Buicks like the Regal. The Regal is back, and of course those that have driven it, I have not driven that one yet, have told me it's a really a surprising ride, quite a sporty ride. You can have it with a turbocharged engine. You can have it with a manual gearbox. A little bit different from what we've seen from Buick in the recent years, but this LaCrosse Concept GL, which will be shown in Los Angeles, continues to prove that Buick is here to stay. Fiat, which now falls under the Chrysler Group, as Chrysler and their various brands are jointly owned now by the Italian automaker Fiat, and Fiats are presently being sold at selected Chrysler dealerships across North America. Had a Fiat 500C as a test vehicle in my driveway. Had a chance to drive it a couple of times briefly, and it's definitely a very, very small car, but a fun car. Mine had the automatic transmission, and it's got that sardine roof. It's a convertible, powered convertible. The top goes down, the sides stay up, so imagine like a sardine can rolling back. And, you know, it's not a very powerful vehicle, but nevertheless, it's an eye-catcher. Especially young women seem to be very, very drawn to this vehicle. But what they're bringing in the Los Angeles show is a special vehicle. It's called the Fiat 500 ABARTH. ABARTH is a long-time in-house tuner for Fiat. And these models receive the Sport Tune Suspension, 17-inch wheels, and as well as a more muscular stance. I like the look of the flared wheel wells. Very cool. And it's got a turbocharger. So it's actually got 135 horsepower, 152 pound-feet of torque. So a cool-looking vehicle. I'll check it out and tell you more about it in Los Angeles this coming week. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.